And we praise God for once again that we can come together and worship Him.
再次感谢我们的神，我们可以一起在这里一起敬拜。
So glad to see Alex being with us.
很高兴看到我们的刘长老。
The Alhambra Church have been praying for you, and we trust that you are in God's hands.
我们在阿汉布拉的教会也一直都在为你祷告，知道你在神的手中。
This morning I would like to share with you on the topic of doubting Thomas.
今天早上我想要和你们分享的是多疑的多马。
And the passage is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, from 19 to 29.
是从约翰福音里面第二十章十九到二十三节。
二十九节。Because of time, so we will just very quickly try to read it through in English. Maybe the Chinese congregation can just follow.
因为时间关系，我们就只用英文读。那请读中文的就读我们的投影上面的字就好了。
Okay, verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." Verse 26. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to thank you and praise you.
我们的主耶稣，亲爱的主耶稣，我们要赞美你。
Because you are the one true God.
因为你是那唯一的真神。
In you, we can have the hope of eternal life.
在你里面，我们能够有永生的盼望。
And we pray that this morning, just as you promised, that your presence will be with us.
我们今天早上的祷告，也就是你所应许的，希望你是与我们同在。
And we pray that your Holy Spirit will work in and through us.
我们的祷告也是让我们里面的圣灵开始动工。
Use your word to encourage us.
用你的话语来鼓励我们。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Once again this morning we are talking about doubting Thomas.
所以再一次今天早上我们要讨论的是 这位多疑的多马。
When we think of the 12 disciples of our Lord,
当我们想到我们的主身旁的十二位
使徒
门徒的时候。
So often, maybe a particular incident happened or certain words sometimes come to our mind.
很多时候可能某件事情会跑到我们脑海里。
For example, when we talk about Judas, so often we think of him as a traitor.
就像我们想到Judas, 他其实是一个背叛者。
And we think of Peter, then maybe we think about him denying the Lord three times.
或者彼得拒绝了我们的主三次。
Or that the Lord said, you know, he is the rock, on him he will build the church.
我们的主也说，他就是这个 磐石，在他身上，他会建立这个教会。
Or the Apostle John, the one whom Jesus loved.
或者这个耶稣很爱的这个约翰。
But when we come to Thomas, immediately or so often we immediately think of doubting Thomas.
但当我们谈到多马的时候，我们大家第一个反应就是这是一个多疑的多马。
But hopefully this morning, let us think more. Is that title, is that really fitting?
那我们今天想要更加深入讨论的是，这个多疑的多马这个名称是否真的适合他呢？
Let me start off with sharing this story.
我们先开始的时候先分享一个这个故事。
There's a man on trial for committing murder.
有人因为谋杀而被审判。
And the attorney knows that there were strong evidence, you know, that this person was guilty.
那控方的律师是有非常足够的证据，知道这个人是有罪的。
Even though they did not find the dead body.
即便他们没有找到这个死者的尸体。
So the defense attorney, you know, during the closing argument, he figured, okay, nothing to lose.
那这位犯人的律师就想说，在最后总结的时候，我是应该不会输的，因为没有这个尸体的证据。
No. He felt that well, he can't lose. It can get worse anyway, so he'll give it a try.
他就想说，也不可能，这个护方的律师就想说，也不可能更糟了，那我就这样子试试看好了。
So he said, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I have a surprise for you."
他说，各位先生女士，在这个陪审团里面的，我给你们有一个惊喜。
In just a minute, the assumed dead person will walk right into this courtroom.
他说，在一分钟内，这位我们所说的死者会走进来这个法庭里。
Of course, everyone was surprised.
那大家当然就非常的惊讶。
And they were all glancing at the door.
他们的视光就放在这个大门上。
But after a few minutes passed,
但几分钟过后
，nothing happened.
没有什么事情发生。
So, however, the defense attorney said, "See, even for you, you feel a sense of doubt that maybe there's no dead body, maybe no one was murdered."
所以这个辩方的律师就说，你看，就算是你们，也会有这个怀疑说，说不定，这个人并没有死，没有人被谋杀。
So I ask that you come to the conclusion that the defendant is not guilty because of reasonable doubt.
所以他就要求了这个陪审团说，这样子的合理性，希望你可以判我的这位被辩护的人是无罪的。
So the jury were retired and they were deliberating.
然后这个陪审团就退下了，然后他们正在审判这整个状况。
But only took a few minutes, they came back.
所以几分钟后他们回来。
And they pronounced that the defendant was guilty of murder.
所以他们最后还是公布了说这位被辩护的这个罪人呢是有罪的。
The defense attorney was kind of puzzled. It just took you a few minutes. You already came to that conclusion?
那这个辩方的律师就说，你们花了这么一点点几分钟的时间就这样子判断了吗？
I saw every one of you were looking at the door.
我看到你们
Just moments ago.
我看到你们每个人都回头往那个门看了，不久前。
Don't you have any doubt about this case?
你们对这整个审判没有什么怀疑吗？
And the jury foreman responded to him.
那这个陪审团的人就对他回应说，
Yeah, we all looked, but the defendant didn't.
他说我对我们是都回头看了，但是这个犯人并没有。
So brothers and sisters, all of us at moments in our lives experience doubt.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们每一位在生命的某一个时间点都会感受到这个多疑。
And unfortunately, even doubt about God.
然后甚至是会对神有这种多疑怀疑。
At times we doubt about his love.
有的时候我们会对他对我们的爱而有所怀疑。
His kindness.
他对我们的慈爱。
His goodness.
他的好。
And even sometimes we doubt his existence.
甚至有时候我们会怀疑他是否真的存在。
And doubts can creep up on us, you know, even the best of us.
那不管你是什么样的一个人，这种多疑怀疑多少都会来。
So the important point for us to learn is really how we should deal with doubts.
那我们这边重点要学习的是，我们怎么样去面对这些怀疑多疑。
But don't ignore it, but deal with it as soon as possible.
但我们需要面对它，去处理这个多疑，而不是只是回避它。
So often we think of doubt as the opposite of faith.
我们很多时候想这种怀疑就是信心的对立面。
But I'd like to kind of for us to consider another idea.
但我这边有一个新的想法，想要让你们大家参考。
You will see on the next slide that it says faith is putting God between our troubles and ourselves.
这个思想就是信心其实是把神摆在我们与这个难处的之间。
Then what is doubt?
那这个多疑是什么呢？
Doubt is putting our troubles between God and ourselves.
多疑是把我们所遇到的困难放在我们与神的之间。
There is some truth to the both of these statements.
这里面有许多的这个这是非常真实的。
So what kind of man was Thomas?
那这个多马是什么样的一个男人呢？
We don't really know too much about him.
我们其实不是非常的认识他。
Especially before the time the Lord called him.
特别是在神宣召他之前。
There are only a few accounts of him other than in the Gospels when it lists out the names of all the apostles.
在圣经里面其实谈到他的次数并不多，只有说在命名所有的神的主的这些信徒的时候。
And all the accounts of Thomas actually came from the Gospel of John.
所以基本上所有关于多马的事情都在约翰福音里面出来的。
In John chapter 21, that's after the Lord's resurrection.
在约翰福音第二十一章，在我们的主复活之后。
If you recall, the Apostle Peter decided that he was going to go fishing.
你如果记得的话，彼得决定他要去钓鱼。
And Thomas was among one of the other disciples that says he will go along with him.
多马就是这其中一位，说他会跟他一起去的那一位。
And the other account also, like I said, is from the Gospel of John.
另外一个也是从约翰出来。
And it's from these accounts this morning we want to learn more about this person, Thomas.
所以在今天这个时间里面，我们就花一点时间来多认识这位多马。
First thing we want to talk about is that his commitment to the Lord.
我们第一个要谈的是他的决心，对我们主的决心。
And that's recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
那这个是在约翰福音第十一章里面有记录的。
Because of time, we won't be able to read through the whole passage.
所以因为时间关系，我们不会把整段都读完。
And so I'll just give you a brief summary.
就给你一个简单的这个总结。
Basically, this was the account that the Lord Jesus was told that Lazarus was sick.
这里是当我们的耶稣被告知这个拉撒路是生病的时候。
And that they wanted him, the Lord, to go there and heal him.
所以他们希望我们的主能够去那边，然后并医治这位拉撒路。
But that's in verse 7, the disciple told the Lord Jesus is that, hey, not too long ago, the Jews wanted to stone you, and yet you still want to go there?
站在第七节的时候，他们对耶稣说，拉比，犹太人最近还要拿石头打你，你还要往那边去吗？
So potentially, if they go back to Judea, all of them, their lives could be in danger.
所以如果他们都一起回去的话，那他们的生命都会遇到危险。
We know what happened. Of course, the Lord went to Judea, and the story of Lazarus, right, raising him from the dead.
所以我们都知道他去到那边，然后把拉撒路复活的这个故事。
But how did they end up going there?
但他们怎么最后会真的去了呢？
And verse 16 of John 11.
在约翰福音第11章第16节说，
Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him.
所以在第16节这边说，多马又称为低图马， 就对那同坐门徒的说，我们也去和他同死吧。Usually,
the outspoken one would be Peter, right?
通常比较会提出建议的是彼得这位门徒。But
this time, it was Thomas.
但这次是多马。But
what did he say, in this statement?
那多马在这里到底说了什么呢？
Yes, they were all concerned about the potential danger of going to Judea.
他们都知道再往犹太那边回去的话会遇到的可能的危险。But
Thomas was the one that says, all the disciples were concerned, but Thomas was the one that says, let us go, even if we should die with the Lord Jesus.
所以所有的门徒都不是很确定，只有多马在这边是说，我们应该一起去，即便我们要与我们的主一起死去。So
we can see that Thomas, yes, later on we'll talk about the account that gave him that nickname. But in this account in John 11, we can see his commitment and courage for the Lord.
所以即便多马后来被赋予了这个多以多马的名称，但我们在这里可以看到他的一个为我们族友的一个决心。
In the Gospel of Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35.
在马可福音第8章34到35节。
It says, If anyone would come after me, the Lord Jesus said, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it.
他这里说，于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
So we can see that Thomas was willing to put what he learned from the Lord into practice.
所以我们看得到，在这边多马他能够实行他从主那边所学到的东西。
He was not just following the Lord by name, but rather he was willing to commit his life to him.
他不是只是跟着我们主的名字，而是他把他的生命都交托了给他。
This statement, it reads, if Jesus, meaning the one that we claim to follow, is not worth dying for, then he's not worth living for.
所以这里就是, 如果不值得为耶稣而死的话, 那么也不值得为他而活。
The idea is that so often, and we think of, our life on earth,
我们时常可以去思考在地上的这个时间里。
We want, of course, everyone to have, want to have a good life.
我们当然希望每个人的生活都是美好的。
Maybe we want to prolong our life as much as possible.
我们可能想要身体健康，活得越久越好。
But the thing is, if we think about it, is that only the life that we live for Christ, that's what counts.
但你要好好思考一下，其实我们所花的时间是为了我们的耶稣而活，才是真正能够去被计算到的。
Next, we will like to look at his courage.
接下来我们看一下这位多马的勇气。
The account is from John 14.
这个是从约翰福音第十四章出来的。
This one verse, I'm sure all of us are very familiar with.
这段经文我们大家应该都很熟悉了。
John 14:6.
约翰福音第十四章第六。
Where Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
This was one of the greatest I am statement of the Lord Jesus.
这是耶稣给的其中一个最大的一个宣言。
But how? How did this statement came about?
但这个宣言是怎么而来的呢？
And when we read through, starting with verse 1, we find out it came because of Thomas' question.
我们如果从第一节而读的话，我们可以看到，这个宣言的起点是从多马所问的一个问题。
So once again, we'll just summarize what the Lord Jesus said is that he will be going back to heaven and to go there to prepare a place for us.
在这边其实简单来说就是主说他要回到天国去，然后在那里为我们准备一个地方。
And because he went away, he will certainly come back and take us with him.
因为他离去了，他必再回来，然后把我们也带着一起去。
And in verse 4, the Lord Jesus said, You know the way to the place where I'm going.
在第四节是说，我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。And
what follows?
那接下来呢？
Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?
多马接下来说的是，主啊，我们不知道你要往哪里去。 怎么知道那条路呢？
I'm sure you heard of this, especially from your teachers, maybe.
我确定你们应该有从你们的可能老师那边有听过。
They often said that there's no such thing as dumb questions.
老师常常会讲说，没有一个问题是愚蠢的问题。
Try asking one, you'll find out.
你可以试着问问看，你就知道了。
But what happened here?
但在这里发生了什么事?
In verse 4, the Lord Jesus said, Where I'm going, you know where I'm going. And in fact, you know the way.
所以在第四节的时候，耶稣说，我往哪里去，你们知道，而且那条路你们也知道。
Think about this. Basically, your teacher just said, You know the answer.
在这边停顿想一想。 在这里其实你的老师已经在说你是知道答案的。
But in your mind thinking, I don't know the answer.
但你的脑筋里面是说我真的不知道这个答案。
How many of us would dare to ask the question, Hey, I don't know the answer.
这里有人有这个胆量举手去问，去说我其实真的不知道这个答案吗？
I don't know about the rest of the disciples, what they were thinking.
我不知道这些其他的门徒脑筋在想什么。Maybe
they really know the way.
他们可能真的知道那条路。But
Thomas was the only one bold enough to be vulnerable and said, Lord Jesus, I don't know the way.
但多马是那唯一的承认他的软弱，去问这个主耶稣这个问题，说我不晓得这道路在哪里。And
it's because of his boldness, willing to ask. Seemingly the dumb questions.
也是因为他的一个意愿，他一个决心来愿意问一个这个可能不是很聪明的一个问题。And
that's when the Lord responded, saying, I am the way and the truth and the life. In fact, no one comes to the Father except through me.
所以这里呢，耶稣就回答说，我就是那道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。So
So often, brothers and sisters, yeah, we equate or think of faith as, you know, tied together with knowledge.
所以弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们把知识还有信心放了一个等号在上面。But
so often, they don't necessarily be directly related.
但他们其实不一定是有直接关系的。
Because when we look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1,
因为当我们来到希伯来书第十一章的时候，第一节
，It tells us what faith is.
在这里，他告诉了我们信心是什么。
Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
信心就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Yes, we need to have knowledge. We need to have understanding of God's word.
所以没错，我们是需要有对神的话语有一定的知识。
But it doesn't necessarily mean that someone just because they know more about God's words, automatically that person have greater faith.
但不代表说，如果某一位人有对神的话语有丰富的知识，这不代表他就有一个很实在的信心。
I want to pose this question: is that which type of faith is greater?
然后这边我们就要问一个问题，什么样的信心是比较强大的呢？
The kind that never doubts.
go ahead. 答案就是永远不去多疑的信心。
No, not the answer. I'm comparing the two. Or the faith that doubts and investigates and believes.
还是那个有多疑的信心，然后这个信心必须要从去挖掘证据来得来的信心呢？
So brothers and sisters, don't get me wrong. I'm not encouraging you to doubt God.
所以弟兄姐妹不要误会，我不是在说你要去对我们的神有多疑有怀疑。
Of course not.
当然不是。
But rather is that how should we handle doubts when it comes into our lives?
我们其实要讨论的是，当有这个多疑来到我们的生命里面的时候，我们要怎么样应付他们？
So often doubts comes about because of a wrong perception or wrong understanding of who God is.
这个多疑常常来临的时候，是因为我们对神没有一定的一个认知认识。
For example, we sometimes think that if God loves me, then I will never suffer.
有一个很好的比喻，就是如果神是爱我的话，我就不会受罪。
And certainly, Pastor Alex have reminded us that.
那我们的刘长老也提醒了我们关于这一点。
We know that God still most certainly love him.
我们知道神的的确确的是爱他。
So also another question for us is that when we read God's word and we come to parts.That we don't understand.
那当我们去阅读神的话语，然后来到一个我们可能不完全理解的地方的时候
，What is our attitude?
我们的心态是怎么去面对
？Do we just brush it off and move on?
我们是只把它放到一旁，然后就继续读下去吗
？Or do we pursue and look for answers?
还是我们去追求这个答案。
Third, as we look at Thomas,
然后在我们看多马的第三点
，is that his confession to the Lord，
也就是他对我们的主的宣言。
So this come back to the passage we read earlier, at the start.
所以我们又回到我们一开始所读的这个经文里面。
We.Remember, this was after the crucifixion.
我们要记得，这是在耶稣已经在十字架之后的事情。
The disciples were so afraid of the Jews that they basically locked themselves in the house, thinking that so that they might be saved.
这些门徒们对犹太人是有很大的一个恐惧，所以他们把自己关在一个锁在一个房间里面，确保安全。
And Somehow the Lord Jesus appeared among them.
不知怎么的，我们的主耶稣就在他们当中出现了。
And they were overjoyed when they saw him.
他们每个人都非常的开心。
And we follow by seeing that the Lord blessed them and comforted them.
我们的耶稣祝福了他们，也安慰了他们。
And in verse 24, it tells us that for some reason Thomas was not there.
在第二十四节呢，这边却讲到多马那时并不在场。
And the thing is that How about ourselves?
那我们这时候也来想一想，那我们自己呢？
How do we look at attending church?
我们对周日来教会或平时来教会的心态是什么？
Especially during the pandemic, you know, we all have or could have many reasons for attending online or not coming in person, or skipping church completely.
特别在这流感的期间，我们每个人都有很多的理由可以待在家里敬拜，不用来到这边。
And just share a quick story with you.
那我在这边与你们分享一个 短短的故事。
Husband and wife, a couple, they got up early on Sunday morning, and the wife was all dressed for church, but not the husband.
一位丈夫跟太太在礼拜天早上一早就起来了，那太太衣服那些都已经穿着好了，可是丈夫并没有。And
the wife was wondering, hey, how come you're not dressed?
那太太就奇怪问说，为什么你衣服还没穿好呢？
The husband said, well, I don't feel like going.
那这位先生就说，我不是很想去。What's
your reason?
太太就问了，那你的理由是什么呢？
Husband said, I will give you three good reasons.
先生说，我给你三个很好的理由。First,
the congregation is so cold.
第一个就是我们这个教会的这个群众是冷漠的。Second,
no one likes me.
第二就是我觉得没有人喜欢我。
Third being that I just don't want to go.
第三个就是我其实就只是不想去而已。
And the wife said, okay, I will give you three good reasons that you should go.
那太太就说，那我也给你三个理由，你应该去的理由。
First, the congregation actually is quite warm.
第一个我要跟你说，这个教会的这个会众呢，其实是温暖的。
Second being that there are actually a few people like you.
然后教会员其实是有那几个是喜欢你的人。Third,
you are the pastor of the church. You better go.
第三个就是，而且你是牧师，你必须要去。Sometimes
we have all kinds of excuses for not going to church.
所以很多时候我们每个人都可以有很多的理由不去教会。But
let us be reminded in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
让我们用希伯来书第十章二十五节来让我们记得。
It reminds us that let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
Brothers and sisters, that's exactly what happens.
弟兄姐妹，这就是会发生的事情。
First time you decide not to go to church, you still feel kind of bad about it, but you ended up not going.
所以第一次当你不想去教会的时候，你可能心里有点不好受，然后你最后没去。
But after the first time skipping, second, third, or fourth time, it becomes much easier.
但当你到了第二、第三，甚至 第四次的时候，你的心里就不再会那么内疚，就变得很简单不去教会了。So
we remind us that no, don't get into a habit of skipping church.
所以我们不能变成一个习惯不去教会。And
also in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21, let's just read 21.
在马太福音第六章，我们19到21节，但我们就只读21节。
It reminds us that for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
在这里面，他提醒了我们，因为你的财宝在那里，你的心也在那里。So,
brothers and sisters, where are we storing up treasure on earth or in heaven?
那弟兄姐妹们，我们是在哪里去储藏我们的财宝呢？是在这个地面上呢，还是在我们的天家上面
？Next slide, you see, this. Hashtags, FOMO.
所以在下一章你可以看到这个实景的这个简写。I'm
sure many people know what this means.
很多人应该都了解这是什么意思。Fear
of missing out.
它的意思就是害怕错过什么。
Some people will explain the kind of social media phenomena because of FOMO.
所以很多人会形容我们所在的这个网络的这些 社群里面所遇到一些情况, 就是这个 害怕 错过某些事情。
You want to check out what Alex, you know, vacation have been, how exciting, you check his Facebook, right? Hey, that's where he went.
你如果想知道我们刘长老 度假的时候去了哪里, 你可能就看他脸书的这些 照片, 你就知道他去玩了什么。
Or so-and-so, oh, went to this, you know, good restaurant.
或者这个某某人去了哪一家好吃的餐厅。
You know, for some of us, you know, we can't put down our phone or stop checking for too much, you know, cannot put it to rest for too long.
对我们某些人来说，我们的手机时常是放不下来的。我们时常要看上面发生了什么事情。
Because we're afraid of missing out. Hey, what's going on with everyone?
因为我们很害怕错过说，在我周遭的人每个人生命里面发生了什么事情。
But brothers and sisters, how often we have the same feeling about, I wonder what happened at church today since I couldn't go.
但弟兄姐妹们，我们是否有常常有同样的心态面对教会，说如果我今天没有去教会，我是否错过了什么事情呢？
What blessings have I missed out on?
我是否 有错过什么 祝福？
Now, I cannot promise you that when you come to church that, you know, the Lord Jesus will physically appear among us.
我没有办法跟你保证，当你来教会，我们的主耶稣会实体的在我们当中。
But this, we know for sure.
但有一点我们是确信知道的。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 20.
在马太福音第18章第20节。
For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
So the Lord promised that whenever his people gather together, he is in our midst.
所以我们的主是，他对我们的应许是，如果只要有两三个人聚会，他就在我们当中。
Also in the coming back to Hebrews 10:25.
再回到希伯来书第10章第25节。
Earlier we talked about the importance of not forming a habit of missing church.
我们之前谈到，我们不要养成一个不去教会的习惯。
But it also goes on to say that, but let us encourage one another.
但除此之外，我们必须要强调，我们还要彼此的勉励。
What it's saying is that you might not think your presence or your attendance matter.
你本身可能不会觉得你自己有没有出席是不重要的一件事。
But brothers and sisters, it matters.
但弟兄姐妹们，是非常重要的。
Because it encourages one another.
因为会做到彼此勉励。
I'm very encouraged seeing so many of you coming in person this morning.
今天早上看到大家坐在这边，我自己也被勉励到了。 Because
you could have easily stayed at home, turn on your computer.
因为你可以非常简单的就在家里敬拜，只要把你的电脑能够打开。And
watch the whole message in your pajamas.
你就可以在你的睡衣里面来做敬拜。But
it makes a difference when we come together.
但当我们 实际彼此来到这边的时候是非常不一样的。
So coming back to John 20,
所以回到我们刚刚读的约翰福音第20章。
Remember we talk about that the first time the disciples were meeting, for some reason Thomas was not there.
我们谈到当第一次门徒聚在一起的时候，多马并不在场。
The other disciples were so excited and they told him that, hey, we have seen the Lord.
所以所有别的门徒当看到多马的时候都兴奋地告诉他，我们刚见到我们的主了。
But Thomas said, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
但是多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头深入那钉痕，又用手深入他的肋旁，我总不信。
So often this is this was the account where the doubting Thomas label came about.
所以就在这一刻，基本上就是为什么他被称为多疑的多马了。
And if you search online, sometimes you will find this picture.
如果你上网去寻找，你可能会看到，你通常会找到这一张照片。
But let's think for a moment what Thomas was saying.
让我们来想一想，多马他实际上是讲什么呢？
Let's go back a few verses to the first time when the Lord appeared.
我们回到我们的主刚出现的那几段经文里面。
The first time when he appeared before the disciples.
这是我们主第一次在门徒面前出现的时候。
In verse 20, what did the Lord Jesus do?
在第二十节的时候，我们的主耶稣做了什么呢
？He showed them his hands and side.
他把手和肋旁指给他们看。
So what was Thomas asking?
那多马问的又是什么呢
？Thomas basically was asking is that I want the same thing that you guys saw.
多马其实问的是。他的要求是，我也要别的门徒所看见的。
So he basically want the same proof that the Lord have shown the other disciples.
他要的是同样，他要的是我们主给的同样的证明。
And when the Lord appeared before the other disciples, to this time Thomas was there.
那当我们的主第二次在门徒面前出现的时候，多马这次也在场。
The Lord said, "Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hands and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
所以多我们的主就跟多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，指入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
As we can see from the response of the Lord Jesus.
所以从这里，当我们看到我们的主耶稣的回应的时候
，There was no rebuke toward Thomas.
这边并没有对多马有任何责备。
The Lord didn't say, "Hey, Thomas, how come you doubt?"
我们的主耶稣并没有说多马，你怎么可以怀疑呢
？But rather, he showed Thomas exactly what he asked for.
他却把多马有的要求全部给他看了。
Brothers and sisters, it's the same for us.
弟兄姐妹们，这对我们来说也是一样。
At the moments when we have doubts about God,
当我们对我们的神多疑的时候
，God knows our hearts.
神是了解我们的心。
He knows our thoughts.
他也懂我们的思绪。
He's more than willing to help us
to
understand Him better.
他会非常乐意的来帮助我们更
online
回到这个你可能在网络上可以找到的照片
In the passage we just read there is no account that says Thomas literally put his finger into Jesus' side
所以在我们刚刚读的经文里面并没有明确的指说多马有把他的手指放到耶稣的肋旁里
So we don't know that actually happened.
所以我们并不晓得这件事情是否有真实的发生。
But we do know what come next.
但我们知道后面发生了什么。
Verse 28.
在第二十八节。
Thomas proclaimed and confessed that my Lord and my God.
在这里多马就宣召说我的主啊，我的神。
Throughout the New Testament, this was the only account that anyone has addressed the Lord Jesus as my Lord and my God.
在所有的新约里面，这是唯一一次有任何人去宣召我们的耶稣，我的主，我的神。
So, brothers and sisters, as we think about Thomas,
弟兄姐妹，当我们想到这位多马的时候。
Is the labeled doubting Thomas really fitting?
如果称他为多疑的多马，是否真的适合呢
We have seen his commitment to the Lord, even unto death.
我们有看到, 他对我们主的一个, 必死的决心。
And we have also seen that his courage, when he did have things that he didn't understand, he was willing to ask.
我们也看到当他遇到一个他不了解的事情的时候, 他有这个勇气去问这个问题。
We have seen also his commitment and acknowledging that Jesus being his Lord and his God.
我们也看到他, 决心, 还有他, 的意愿去宣召说我们的主, 我的神。
According to church tradition or history, Thomas, just like all the other apostles, died for his faith.
就在圣经里面也提到, 多马, 就像其他的使徒一样, 因为他的信仰而死。
Of course, with the exception of the Apostle John.
除了, 这个约翰这位使徒以外。
So we can see that his commitment even unto death.
所以我们真的能够看到他, 必死的决心。
So I hope this morning we have a different picture of who Thomas was.
所以我希望, 在今天早上这个时光里, 我们能有了对多马更好的一个了解。
And this passage also at the end gave each and every one of us an encouragement.
最后这段经文, 也给我们, 能够给我们每一个人, 很大的鼓励。
Verse 29.
在第29节。
Because you have, referring to Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
这是对, 多马说的。 你因看见了我才信, 那没有看见信的就有福了。
Brothers and sisters, we are all in that second category.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们都在那个, 第二个种类里。
We have not seen the Lord Jesus in person.
我们没有看过, 我们主耶稣的实体。
But we have put our faith in him.
但我们已经把我们的信心放在他里面。
So once again, which type of faith is greater?
所以再一次, 来说, 哪一种信心, 才是比较大的呢?
The one that never doubts.
是那个永远不去动摇, 不去多疑的那个信心吗?
Or because we don't care enough to even consider or think about it.
是否因为是我们, 没有那么的在乎去思考而没有去在乎他呢?
Or the type of faith that doubts, but go ahead and investigate that leads to believe.
还是一个, 多疑的信心, 但是, 会去寻找, 证据 来帮助我们去相信呢?
May God bless his people.
愿神祝福他的子民。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣,
we acknowledge that our faith is weak.
我们能够, 了解我们的信心并不是那么强大。
So often we have doubt.
常常我们是怀有怀疑的。
When things don't go our way,
当事情不按照我们所想的发生,
when we face difficulties,
当我们遇到困难的时候,
and Lord, we realize that all because we don't really know the God that we believe in.
这其实都是因为我们, 没有那么认识我们所信的这位神。
We have misunderstanding about your love and your faithfulness.
我们对你的信实还有你的爱有的时候有, 不正确的观念。
And we pray that as we look at the Apostle Thomas this morning,
我们祷告在今天早上, 我们, 当我们看到这位多疑的, 多马的时候,
we would learn to have greater commitment to you.
我们能够, 对你有更多的, 信实。
We will have more boldness in looking to you for answers.
我们会更加的望着你去寻找答案。
And we can have a confirmation and knowing that indeed you are our Lord and our God.
并且看到你就是我们的主，我们的神的确信。
And we will follow you to the way end.
我们必跟你到最后。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.